Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Training Ukrainians to fight.
You're going to learn today about urban operations.
New CDC guidance.
A fourth shot for immune-compromised individuals.
Olympic heartbreak.
It doesn't happen too often that I'm falling.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, new satellite images indicate Russian troops in Belarus have moved closer to Ukraine's border. And dozens of elite American airborne forces have arrived in Poland, as U.S. officials say a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen at any time. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab is reporting this morning from Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
Real guns, real bullets, for a possible war with a very real adversary. Civilians are being trained to use automatic weapons. Instructing these urban fighters in the making are military veterans who've spent years fighting pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine's east, including this sergeant who goes by the name Alex.
We fight already 8 years, you know, war every day from 2014.
U.S. intelligence officials warned that a Russian invasion could kill up to 100,000 civilians. But many Ukrainians still remain unconvinced Vladimir Putin will attack.
The CDC is updating guidance for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine dose for people at high risk. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
The new guidelines say that it should be 3 months after that booster. Everyone who is moderately to severely immune compromised should get a fourth shot.
In Canada's capital, Ottawa, thousands of truckers have clogged the streets to protest a COVID vaccine mandate. Here's CBS's Mola Lenghi.
What started as a protest against U.S. and Canadian rules requiring truckers to be fully vaccinated to enter either country has erupted into a movement of thousands against the Canadian public health system.
We don't need the government to overreach to tell us what to do.
The unvaccinated for 2 years have been shamed.
The protesters took to the streets for the second week in a row with a convoy of semi-trucks blocking intersections. They brought downtown Ottawa to a halt, disrupting businesses and flooding police with calls about everything from incessant honking to threats and assault.
We're in the midst of a serious emergency, the most serious emergency our city has ever faced.
Ottawa's mayor declared a state of emergency. Local authorities say they are outnumbered.
Potential jurors will be questioned today in Georgia in the federal hate crimes trial of the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. A plea deal was rejected by a judge last week and guilty pleas were withdrawn. There's word this morning the parent company of Frontier Airlines is buying Spirit Airlines in a $2.9 billion deal. Well, now to Beijing, where CBS's Steve Futterman tells us a U.S. headliner at the Winter Olympics encountered disaster on the slopes.
America's top skier had a very bad day.
It doesn't happen too often that I'm falling.
Michaela Schifrin's Beijing Olympic debut in the giant slalom ended almost as soon as it began.
This one turn, I had a small mistiming.
Moments after she began her run, she fell, missed a gate, and was disqualified.
There's disappointment for sure.
Schifrin won the event at the Olympics 4 years ago. She has still entered in several other events. Next up, the women's slalom on Wednesday. After 3 full days of competition, the U.S. has still not won a single gold medal. The only medal today, a silver, came in the team figure skating competition. But there was a setback there as well. The number 2 U.S. men's skater, Vincent Zhou, has tested positive for COVID-19. And overnight, a new interview with the Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai was published. Chinese and Olympic officials here in Beijing have repeatedly been asked about her situation. Shuai again walked back comments she previously made on Twitter. She again says she was never sexually assaulted by a former Chinese vice premier. Her comments, however, are unlikely to ease concerns about her well-being. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A former Illinois cop convicted of murder has filed a host of appeals that have been brushed aside. Now, a judge plans to consider the latest one.
Drew Peterson was convicted of killing his third wife years after she was found dead in a dry bathtub, and he's a suspect in the disappearance of his fourth wife. A hearing today takes place before the same judge who sentenced Peterson to 38 years in prison for the 2004 murder of Kathleen Savio. The judge says he found a gist of a constitutional claim in Peterson's petition and wants to hear more. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The Coast Guard says 18 people were rescued from an ice floe that broke free on Lake Erie. Spokesman John Masson.
At least two people were hoisted by the helicopter and taken to safety, while others have been put aboard the airboats and brought to land.
Earlier, authorities had urged people to stay off the ice. Well, now to San Diego, there's an investigation underway after a 24-year-old sailor who joined the military last year died hours after completing the grueling training event known as Hell Week for SEAL candidates. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
During Hell Week, SEAL candidates undergo extreme, intense, and physical training with very little opportunity to sleep. Roughly 75% to 80% of those who begin SEAL training fail to graduate.
Another SEAL candidate is hospitalized in stable condition. In a note to employees, Spotify's CEO says he condemns podcaster Joe Rogan's use of racist language, but does not believe silencing or canceling him is appropriate. This comes after Rogan's apology.
It's not my word to use. I'm well aware of that now.
A montage of him using the N-word on shows over the past 12 years surfaced. Some of those older episodes have now been taken down.
Instead of saying the N-word, I would just say the word. I thought as long as it was in context, people would understand what I was doing.
Israeli scientists have engineered 3D human spinal cord tissues and have implanted them in mice with chronic paralysis. It's restored their ability to walk. They say human trials could begin in under 3 years. Researchers at MIT have come up with a new material that's as strong as steel but as light as plastic. The lead author of a new study on it says it can coat cars and phones and be used on bridges and buildings. It has what he calls unusual properties.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
It's movie awards season, and today nominations are out for the Razzies, saluting the worst of the worst.
It's chic.
Jared Leto is in the running for 2 Razzies, recognized for his ridiculous Italian accent and a 17-pound latex face in House of Gucci. Ben Affleck fares no better.
The most unspeakable charge has been brought against you.
He snagged a Razzie nom for Worst Actor for The Last Duel. LeBron James scores 4 for Space Jam new legacy.
What in the Matrix hell?
Leading the pack, Netflix Diana the Musical with 9 Razzie nods. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oscar nominations come out tomorrow morning. There's no clear front runner for Best Picture, but for the first time, 10 films will be nominated. In the past few years, there have been 8 or 9. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.